Well, top Israeli officials have been quick to voice their anger at Iran's nuclear deal reached in Geneva. Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman has called the deal Tehran's greatest diplomatic victory, as the country has gained recognition for its right to enrich uranium. The office of the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has also dismissed the agreement as, quote, a bad deal, saying Tehran has obtained what it wanted. On his official Twitter account, Netanyahu has denounced the agreement as a historic mistake, and Israel's economy minister, Naftali Bennett, has said that Tel Aviv will not be bound by the agreement. In the past few weeks, Israeli authorities have been attempting to block any deal with Iran. Well, American political analyst Franklin Lamb says the international community is expected to ignore Israel's reactions against Iran's nuclear deal.
Israel was expected to do this. Israel becomes by the hour, more irrelevant. They and their new Lieberman the other day said they need new allies, and they seem to have it in the Wahhabist regime of Saudi Arabia. No question, those leaders are unhappy, but this is an enormous benefit for all people of goodwill. And the exciting thing is that the dam is broken. We're going to see cultural exchanges again, education exchanges, tourism, visas, and the sanctions at an end. Today, Iran, hopefully tomorrow, Syria. So it's an opportunity for a global goodwill. And I think, again, as John Kerry referred to Netanyahu 60, 70 days ago, and you remember the term he used. So they'll be largely ignored. I mean, they're just increasingly irrelevant, frankly, in this region.